I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Tonight, part two of the Below Deck reunion.
We got a fireball coming.
I have to sit here and take responsibility for that.
I feel like you're not that sorry.
They do a lot of illegal stuff.
Honestly, they respected me.
I didn't feel like I was coming off the way it's being shown.
The way it's being shown or the way that you acted?
You know damn well what I think of you the moment I think of you.
Is there anything that Kate has ever done that you have an issue with?
Let's start in the beginning.
What would you have done differently?
I just apologized.
Give me a break.
Take it however you like it. I really don't give a shit. I need a break, Andy. And dickheads.
Part two of the Below Deck reunion starts now. We are back with the Below Deck reunion. While most Below Deck drama takes place on the high seas, this season one of the most upsetting moments happened on land in a van. Watch.
You hold the best of
always
luck.
I don't accidentally make out with somebody twice.
If you think you're such a better person for calling my...
No, no, hold on.
Get the over yourself, Kate.
Oi, Ash, bro.
Oi.
What gives you the right
Let's pull
to
the van over. Pull the van over, please. Come on. Calm down, bro. Calm down.
Jesus Christ!
Did you just punch the window?
No. Like, I don't need this.
Okay, there was a strong viewer reaction to the apparent danger of the situation in the van. And I just want to mention there was a producer in the van with you who made the call that instead of pulling over at night in the middle of nowhere in Thailand, that it would be safest to return immediately to the boat. Do you agree with that call? Or do you wish that you had pulled over?
No, I don't think anything that great would have happened if we had pulled over. So it was like, get back to the marina, and I trust that.
Ashton, once you saw the episode where you exploded and you realized that Kate was not out of line, did you apologize immediately, or what was your reaction when you saw it?
Well, the first time I saw that was after the trailer got aired.
Okay.
And I hadn't, up to that point, I didn't know that I hit the window. and I said on the show that I immediately messaged her on Instagram and I apologized.
Did your hand not hurt the next day?
Not really.
You punched the window pretty hard. You did not feel your hand. You didn't wake up and say, I must have punched something.
He only remembers that he talked about his mother. Okay, he only remembers that.
But your hand, no, I'm serious. Your hand did not hurt the next day?
Let me ask you this. When you asked him about his mom,
yep,
were you doing it to provoke him?
No, this is what I mean when people assume when I talk to them, I'm not trying to start a fight. I'm really not.
I'm not saying I'm right or wrong in what I'm saying. I'm giving you a different perspective on how I might have felt and how I saw it.
I know.
I'd just try to kiss you, and you had expressed how unhappy you were about that, and you were calling me a psycho.
I called you a psycho after you punched the window. Let's not get it twisted up.
So what I assumed from that situation was when you heard us making fun of Tanner's mom, that you came to his support and said, well, what about your mom? So in my head, it was we were making fun of Tanner's mom, and you kind of stood in to support him and was poking fun at my mom. I'm not saying that's right.
Are you guessing that's what your thought process was? Because you don't remember. It was temporary amnesia.
I remember you saying something about my mom, and that's what I said to Captain Lee the next morning when I went up. You said to me, what happened? And I said, all I remember is something about my family. No, go back. I said, all I remember is something about my family being brought up, and I got very angry.
Kate and I had words last night about my family being brought up for some reason. I don't know like what exactly happened, but things got a bit heated between her and I, and she walked off the boat.
No doubt it would have been fueled by alcohol and things like that.
I don't think you actually remembered what happened. And that's the issue that I have with you and Kevin and Brian and Tanner. Throughout the whole season, is that you would get blackout drunk and not recall anything that happened, and then you would all get together in the morning and try to piece it all together as to, Jesus Christ, what the happened last night? And it was a storm. Kevin, you were carried into your bunk that I know of. Five times out of 9 charters, you were physically carried and poured into your bunk.
Joyce L. from St. Louis said that she feels Ashton should have been fired after he punched the window. Why didn't anyone go straight to the captain about it?
Why wouldn't you say to the captain, Ashton, what you did? Why would you not tell him that?
Well, I think you've already made your point that I didn't remember, so why are you asking that question?
Right. Okay, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Lee, Christine C. from Jersey said, Lee, you've said you never want to work with Ashton again. Is that still the case? And Ashton, what's your response?
If Ashton's the same person that I worked with last year, no, I don't want to work with him.
Honestly, like I said, I'm not proud of that person that I saw and that I was this season. And, you know, that's Captain Lee's feeling, and I respect that.
Ashton, Lexi A. from South Dakota said, you said on Watch What Happens Live that Kate reciprocated the kiss for the first time. It looked more like you grabbed her face, and because she was also intoxicated, she probably didn't have much time to react or realize what was going on. She told you after the fact not to do it again, but you still tried. Are you saying that just because you felt her tongue in your mouth, it gave you the right to try again without asking for consent?
Andy, the first time I kissed Kate, I obviously had some sort of feelings towards her. Something that wasn't aired was I actually went to Kate for advice one day during dinner, and we had a really cool conversation, and she, you know, gave me a few compliments and encouraged me on this bosun journey. And honestly, I felt like that was a really cool conversation we had, and I felt there was a little bit of a vibe there, which is why I went for the first kiss on the first night, okay? The second kiss, that was completely uncalled for, and it was completely unprofessional from my side. My drinking this season has been a massive issue. It's something that I'm taking extremely serious in my life. I have quit drinking, and for someone like me, who is a party animal and loves the social environment and drinking, like that is as serious as I'm taking this, and that is as serious as I look at the situation with you in that van. I feel intensely regretful and intensely upset about the way I behaved towards Kate in that van. From the kiss to me losing my temper, that is not something that I am proud of at all, which is why I have apologized, and sitting in front of you tonight, I will apologize face to face to you that I am extremely sorry that I put you in that situation, and I am extremely sorry for trying to kiss you. I was drunk, and we spoke about late reactions being drunk. The second I felt you pull away, I left you alone. My intention was never to force myself on you. And I had obviously got it wrong in my head the first night where I thought there was something going on between us and I went for the kiss. And the second night, there's no excuse for it. I was completely drunk. I was out of my mind. And I'm sorry for that. I hate the fact that everything has been spun the way it is. But you know what? I have to sit here and take responsibility for that because I'm the one that behaved the way I did. I'm making serious changes in my life because I'm not proud of the person that I saw on camera that night. And I am extremely sorry. I have amazing relationships with all the women in my life. And the way everything has turned out and the way everything seems out there in the real world now and the labels I'm being labeled with, I'm extremely ashamed of. And what hurts me the most is I know I'm not that person. I know that my behavior showed that, and I know that I need to take responsibility for that. And whatever the lesson is in this that I have to learn, I'm learning. And I know what I need to change, and I will be better for it.
Kate.
I appreciate you saying that now, and I believe you, and thank you. And I don't think that's who you are, but it's hard for me. I just wonder when you got to this realization, because I've seen after shows on BravoTV.com where you are doubling down. You don't seem to be that sorry. So I just wonder what made you feel sorry.
So
and when?
It's a valid point. It's a valid point. You get defensive first off. And yes, it has taken me time to realize the extent of what happened and how wrong I was in the situation. So I didn't just see it and boom, say, geez, you're an idiot, which I probably should have. But it's natural to want to just be defensive and try and justify your behavior.
Did you see his behavior as predatory?
Watching it from an outsider, yes. But when you're in it, it's just like, oh, there's Ashton. There's so much going on that it's hard. It's strange to see it from an outsider's recap view 6 months later. But did you realize that you were so sorry here on the stage? Because an hour ago, you're questioning my yachting experience and his. I just don't feel like you're not that sorry. I feel like you still were like justifying your behavior.
Lexi A. from South Dakota said, what do you think about Ashton's unwanted sexual advances toward Kate? Do you wish that Kate had told you what he had done immediately?
Yes. I would not tolerate that behavior from anyone. And had that behavior become known to me, then Ashton would have been terminated on the spot. That simple.
Ashton, Katrina asked from Louisville, said, on Watch What Happens Live, you said your mom had seen your behavior on the show and thought she raised you better. What have your conversations been like with her?
My mom and I have always been pretty straight up and open and honest with each other. And she expressed some of her concerns to me. And I've, you know, listened to what she's had to say. And, you know, she's not necessarily happy with the way I've behaved. She's not happy. And she wants the best for me, and she wants me to be the best version of myself that I can be. It's part of the reason I'm changing the way I behave.
When did you quit drinking?
January, beginning of Jan.
So that was a month ago.
Before then, I've kind of been moving towards it. I really started evaluating why do I drink? And that's why it was an easy decision for me to make, and it's been an easy adaptation for me to make. Yeah.
Thoughts?
Good for you.
Yeah, man, good for you.
Ashton's rethinking his drinking. Or have any of you had that same conversation with yourself?
Yeah, looking at the episodes and stuff, and, you know, as Captain Lee says, getting blackout drunk. In retrospect, I need to kind of lay off it and put down that sixth drink or whatever it is and just cut it off and cut myself off.
On their off time between charters, when the Valor crew wasn't engaging in sexy time, they were duking it out in a full-on battle of the sexes. Let's take a look back at that rather complicated dynamic.
I get messy tonight. What?
I gave this charter 100%. I'm ready to party.
Where's Tanner?
I don't know.
Jiminy.
What do you think I am?
You're kind of a bitch.
Brian! Stop driving.
Okay, you can't just do what you want to do.
Shut the
up.
What size pants are you?
36.
Okay, great.
That's nice.
Those aren't yours. They could be Brian's.
Why is there clothes all over the crewmate's floor?
There are people whose stripes are below me.
How old are we? Are we a bunch of kindergartners?
Sticking up for the wrong people, that's why.
All right, think what you want.
Oh, this is such bullshit.
Why are you upset? Oh, God.
I just, like, can't do anything right.
Get in the van.
I don't give a
get in the van.
And then what, Kate?
Get in the van.
Don't
touch me.
Kate.
Get out of my interior. Go that way.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
What the f*** is going on? At this hour of the night, I don't need to hear slamming doors, loud voices.
I don't think you're that good of a yacht chef either. You're a baker. That's all you are.
Don't ever do that, Prue.
Projectile sand shoots into my eye. Not an accident. I would like to go home.
I mean, it ends with you kicking sand.
Yeah, super sorry about that. I can't remember what you said, but obviously there was something.
No, I hadn't said
Don't talk about what she said.
I was sitting by myself for a while.
Look at Ashton giving him advice. Just say sorry and shut up.
Hey, you've been pepping up Kate all show.
Just no, we're actually just laughing.
You just shut up and say sorry.
Was this an apology? I can't tell anymore.
No, I'm super sorry about the sand kick. When I did see it, I was
your
like...
Your
sand what you
in my
said
eyeball.
Made me kick sand
no,
in
it was...
Thank
yeah,
you. It was painful. I appreciate and disrespectful. I appreciate that apology.
I'm curious, Addie and Simone, did you all feel intensely that the guys were against you?
I will say something. While I was there, I don't know if our personalities meshed together or what it was, but honestly, they respected me. I saw later on in the season things that I had never experienced. I was respected and my opinion was respected, and I felt like I could talk to them. We could laugh, we could joke, we really did, we got along. I don't know. I didn't feel anything like, because I was a girl.
What about you?
For the most part, I mean, I had my issues with Tanner, fine. Brian was like a brother to me, who had my back continuously throughout the season, who literally considered my feelings before even I considered my feelings myself and stuff, you know? And with Kevin also, like, we had our thing in the beginning of the season, but we managed to build a great relationship. So I think it just depends on individual aspects and how it works with everyone else.
Courtney, what's your reaction?
I think, like, the word misogyny is coming up a lot, and I think it's getting... The disconnect is that it's getting construed as, like, a deep-seated hatred for women, and it's not that. It's hostility towards women who act in a way that we're not expected to, that society doesn't expect us to. Maybe Abby didn't feel that way because she wasn't as...
Assertive.
Mm. Assertive. Mm.
Also, Simone.
I have to say that when, like, genuinely... I was respected by them on the deck.
What if they respect about you, though? Like, did you offer, like, you were just, I mean, you were like a third deckant. I understand.
Yeah, right. I was low on the totem pole. Right? I know that. But I knew that. And I knew I'm not, Riley, you're physically stronger than me. We can, like, you are. I knew that I couldn't do certain things. I told them I can't do certain things and I will work around it and I'll figure out a way that I can do it with my size and my abilities. They respected that.
I think what happened here is that you guys all got put in a stressful, strange situation, and you guys kind of all encouraged each other in the wrong way. And I don't think separately any of you are bad people at all. I think you're all quite lovely without, you know, being public
influence,
peer pressured.
That's a good point to make, actually, because when you get on first time to be on the show, like, you don't get a manual of what to do and how to do it. And sometimes you get portrayed in a way that you didn't mean to portray yourself in. Do you know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
And
it's... No, that's not true.
It sucks sometimes.
They can't edit anything.
No, but what I'm saying is that, like, I'll do something, but I didn't mean it in the way that it came out to be. Like, a lot of the things with Courtney, like, I look at the episodes, and I know you got a lot of hatred for me, but I look at the episodes, and I feel I feel sad sometimes because we did have such good times, and I did like you a lot. And when I see the episode, I can see the way I acted wasn't the right way to act. But when I was doing it, I didn't feel like I was coming off across the way it's been shown in the episode. And I really apologize for that.
The way it's being shown or the way that you acted?
The way that I acted, obviously.
Because it's being shown as you acted.
I didn't mean it like that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Lee, Sarah N. Wants to know if you were aware of the toxic culture the guys on the boat created. Was there anything the girls could have told you that would have made you take it seriously and change the dynamic?
There was a lot of things that they could have told me, but they didn't. There were some things that I think Kate should have brought to my attention that would have changed the whole dichotomy of everything that happened on the boat.
Were you aware that it was happening?
No.
You were not?
Not at all.
Why do you think that was, that you weren't aware?
Because we didn't go and tattle to him.
I didn't get the observation of the way you guys interacted on your nights out.
But I'm just saying around the crew mess table and stuff like that.
I was never around the crew mess table.
Yeah, just as a captain, I'd imagine you would know what's kind of happening with the crew. And girls,
let me ask you
girls,
a question,
don't get
Captain.
Me wrong. I know this sucks because it's me saying it as a male and all the rest of it. But I feel like it wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
like
I agree, but I didn't know what you guys said in the van. I agree. I didn't realize what you guys were saying.
Brian wanted me fired. I didn't know you said to just slap her with her ear.
What are you talking about? We can't hear you.
It's not like you're listening anyway.
Like you Kevin, starting
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, Kevin? It wasn't.
Oh,
like,
it's always our problem.
You asked why I didn't know?
Yeah.
What would you have done differently to make yourself aware of what I didn't know?
I don't know.
How would you have behaved, Captain Kevin?
I'm not saying
no. That. You say I didn't know, and you think I should have known.
That's how I honestly.
I honestly felt the same way as well, because at the end of the season, like, I felt like
you
were okay.
You guys. The winning side
and the way you talk to Ashton about me. You are so volatile in how you speak about me, and you didn't even know me from day one.
Excuse me, at the end of the season, I thought that we were actually pretty cool together.
We were pretty cool, but then I get to watch how you actually speak about me, and that you.
It's the same with you speaking about us.
But you're very disrespectful.
You know damn well what I think of you the moment I think of you. I don't hide it.
I do not, like, I'm not coming here or putting things on Twitter or social media. I'm just
so
like,
what? Okay, it's
if
how
that's
I feel.
You, that's you. That's
it's
fine.
How I feel.
And because I felt like I know the real right, like I know you and that you're a hothead and all the rest of it.
I don't think you do
And that
me.
You want to do
I'm
whatever
not a hothead.
You want to do.
I
just
react.
Let you do that.
I react. Very, 100%. I'm hot. I am. I'm very reactionary. I so much know I am very reactionary. But do you think that I was treated in a way that I overreacted to how I was treated? Do you
Riley, I'm seriously not saying that you guys reacted badly or anything, and the way that it's all being shown and stuff, I can understand your guys' point of view, but I'm just saying, as a crew member,
it didn't feel boys and girls.
Abby surprised everyone on the deck crew when she quit to answer her text message engagement, which led to some FaceTime with a controversial deckhand from last season by the name of Riley. Watch.
And I'm ready.
Good to see you, pal.
You too.
You excited about being the bosun?
Sure.
I think Abigail, she's probably your greenest.
Sailing's like my passion, but I've never worked on a motorboat.
Who currently does not have a radio?
That seems to have been Abby's.
I hope this is the last time I have this conversation about radios.
I'm really so sorry.
Someone's pushing the mark button. Abby, are you hearing your radio?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know if I'm cut out for this job.
Abby, come give me a hug.
I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of it. I think I just need to quit.
She would like to leave the boat.
I didn't see this coming at all.
Bye.
I have a new deckhand coming for you today. It's Riley.
You have to be kidding me.
Hi!
How you doing? I'm definitely not ready for this.
You annoy me like the rest of them. That's fine.
How do you say off in Thailand?
Dude, I'm not your chef, all right?
See, I expected this. You guys are surprised. I'm done with you, Riley. You lost it 2 days.
2 days. Got it.
God, you're so lost. I feel so sorry for you.
You, Tanner. Don't stand up to me.
Relax, Ra. Relax.
You relax.
You need so much
here.
Calm down, bro.
I am calm.
She's very annoying.
We've got issues.
Same issues everybody had with Riley last year, and I've really tried to address those. I'd like to go into the next two charters a man down.
Riley's a hard worker. There's no way I'm letting her go.
Scoot over, or I don't care who. No?
No one move.
They genuinely just don't like me.
You're pathetic.
I'm pathetic.
You're a f***ing misogynist pig.
You're all pretty happy until someone came along.
Like you.
You know, you and I are just two different people, and that's okay.
I trust in myself to
hold myself accountable for my actions.
There's nothing left for Ashton and I to talk about.
That's definitive.
Ashton, I think that you predisposed the other three members of the crew, the male members of the crew, towards Riley before she got on board because of your previous experience, which wasn't a pleasant one. I get that. It's like, brace yourself, guys. We got a fireball coming, and here it comes, and just get ready for it. And so they were prepared for the worst. I don't think you gave her a fair second chance.
The opinion was not only formed from what I said. I said, I know she can be hot-headed, but we're going to make this work. She's a hard worker, and she can be an asset to the team. Okay, that was my intention on what I told the guys. Why would I sabotage the rest of my season by already putting them against Riley when I understood what challenge I was going to have in Riley coming to the season? It would have been counterproductive.
Caps decided to bring the new deckhand in once we dropped the hook.
Yee-hee!
All right. It is somebody that worked with me last season. She likes to stay informed to make her feel a part of the team. It's someone there's a lot of history with from last season.
Yeah, like Kate.
I can see how what I said to them might have been taken the wrong way. And yes, maybe it did create that first impression. And if that's the way it happened, I apologize that it was a bad move on my
Who do you apologize to?
Watching the season, I also take full responsibility that when I started seeing a divide happening in the team, I should have been more professional and taken care of it. In saying that, though, I do want to bring up a point. Captain, you got very upset now with Kevin about the situation where he overheard something and then he went to Brian and told, okay? So when I was in...
It's called gossip.
When I was in the wheelhouse and I brought the fishing excursion to your attention and Kate overheard it, do you think it was professional on Kate's part? And do you think it helped at all?
Okay, what do you think about that?
Ashton, what I really think that you have no remorse for this season whatsoever or your behavior. If he didn't want to say it in front of Kate, then he shouldn't have. He should have called me aside and said, Captain, I want to talk to you about something between me and Riley.
It has a spin-off effect. The fact that she did that upset Riley and further aggravated the situation on deck. You can't deny that.
When
Brian
sat and admitted to the fact that I did,
Brian broke the davit.
Captain Lee,
I broke the davit.
Hold on a second. Is there anything that Kate has ever done on the boat that you have an issue with?
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's start in the beginning.
Do you want chronological?
There's nothing that you can do that he will ever have a problem with.
I mean, there's a lot of things that Kate and I have discussed. The first time that we had the problem when she lied to me about the penis blanket.
Okay.
You know,
anything
called
from
it a rocket.
Anything from this season?
Anything.
From this particular season?
Throwing the laundry. You're at the table, and
yes.
You're sitting there. She's throwing all the laundry
like
on the ground.
Okay.
And you didn't have a problem with that.
To me, this is
whatever.
Classic.
What about
this is classic of, well, I'm sober, and everybody else in the whole goddamn room is just f***ing face.
Okay.
They're totally drunk.
Okay.
And so I'm supposed to respond to, like, you don't have a problem with somebody throwing clothes on the floor. And then in another instance, Ashton calls out Tanner, who can't even f***ing stand up.
Right.
And goes, what did you think about the way that Kate behaved herself this evening? And Tanner just like, he's standing there just like bleary eyed, can't respond.
You were there for the penis cake too. But that
wasn't unprofessional. She embarrassed you and the guests.
They asked for it.
Could have been handled better.
Well, there we go. Are we getting somewhere?
We haven't even discussed it. We just got the episode.
Really? Mm. See, the problem that I have the four of you is that you think that your behavior all season has been totally beyond reproach.
We're the ones apologizing.
We're the ones sitting here acknowledging that.
No, you're not acknowledging it. You're doing it.
All of us have apologized. All of us have apologized and self-reflected.
Kind of apologize.
I can apologize until hell freezes over.
He's got tears in his eyes.
But do you mean it?
Who does? Who has tears in his eyes?
He did.
Do you mean it?
For what?
I just apologized.
He apologized.
Give me a break.
What? He did.
I don't think that your apologies are sincere.
Well, that's your thought.
No, we've all sat and we've all apologized for our parts. All we're saying is that
there
has been behavior from the other side that was not acceptable on anybody's standard in a professional yachting industry. And instead of sitting here and acknowledging that, you're protecting Kate.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
And I don't think that's professional.
I don't think he's protecting me.
You can take it however you like.
You blatantly said that Kate is your best friend and you'll always have her back. And
best
it's showing
friend.
In your behavior tonight that you can't even admit that throwing clothes around, I'm still
you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want to have that same position?
It doesn't make it professional, Captain Lee. That's the
answer
point.
My question.
Are you professional?
You would not want to have that same position after served under me for 6 years, and I'm not going to call the insignificant bullshit that you guys are calling.
Okay.
Ashton, take it however you like it. I really don't give a shit.
Ashton, Christina M. from West Virginia said, hearing your comment, did you slap her with your dick, was one of the most disturbing things I've ever heard a man say about a woman, regardless if she's in the wrong or not. I really want to hear an explanation as to why you think saying something like that is okay.
I 100% don't think that saying something like that is okay. And I have seen a therapist in the last week, and that is something that we have identified, and we've needed to identify the root cause of why those things would have come up.
I need a break in.
To better my relationship with people around me.
You're done putting up with these and dickheads.
Is Captain Lee gonna come back? You guys talking? I mean, so why do we think Captain Lee left?
I think he's over it.
Hot seat.
Getting confused.
I just think it's valid questions that we're asking, and it's. I honestly thought that what Kate did was unprofessional.
Okay, I will take that over. Tell me. Let's go through the list.
Stop.
It's not that. I just feel like we're sitting here, apologising for like things that have happened in the season. Yet on this side, it just feels like there's nothing.
Do you have a hard time apologizing?
Okay. No, I'll say sorry. I am sorry. No, that's what I'm saying. Let's go through them. Let's address them.
Okay, so throwing the laundry on the ground.
We should all say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's go around.
I'm sorry that I threw the laundry on the ground.
It's not the fact that we expect you to
apologize. I'm sorry I don't take mistreatment.
We're not the troublemakers. The troublemakers are the people who create the behavior that causes the reaction. And the people that speak up about it are the ones that become trouble because it's exhausting to listen to it, but it's much more exhausting to have to say it over and over and over again and tell you why it's a problem.
Sometimes you feel justified in your behavior. I get what you're saying, and then you act out, right? But it doesn't always make the
behavior
fine.
Have you seen me act out?
I'm not saying you. I'm saying in general to what's happened this season. To your point that you're making, is you're saying that we say something that will cause you to react in a certain way, and then we want to judge you for it. And I get that. But sometimes in a situation,
don't create the reaction, and it won't happen.
Okay. Let me ask this. Brianne H. from Kansas said, after watching the footage, do you think Kate was actually paying you a compliment by calling you a yachty?
With Kate, I don't know. I find it very difficult to see when she's being authentic and real and when she's not. I still believe that she said it in a bad way because I asked her repeatedly not to call me it and she still called me it.
I didn't call you it. Brian, I said to me, a yachty is a person who's hardworking, well-traveled.
If you watch the episode again, you called me it multiple times and I asked you not to, and you kept doing it.
No, I said most yachties don't like being called yachties.
I thought a yachty was someone who... What is a yachty, Simone?
They're major party animals. They work hard, they waste their money and, like, do a lot of illegal stuff. So if someone's going to call me a yachty, I'm going to be like,
Is it as offensive as calling me a chef?
Exactly. This is my career.
He's saying, look how good I packed the cooler. And I said, you packed the cooler really well. You're a great yachty.
Nikki L. from California, Ashton, she's pissed at you. She said, how you treated Riley both personally and professionally was disgusting. You encouraged bullying, harassment, and hate of an employee and a human being. Do you have any regrets about your treatment of Riley?
I struggled, and I should have done better, and I should have handled the situation better.
Riley says that she is reactionary, that she doesn't fire the first shot. Do you see the things that she was reacting to?
100%. Again, like, unless I can sit here and say I 100% tried to make things right, unless I can sit here and say that, I always see room for improvement.
Okay.
So I got to a point where I didn't know how to handle it anymore.
Wasn't it night one that you said you're done with me?
And Riley, we had a chat the next day, and we both spoke to each other and said we both acted inappropriately, and we both apologized to each other.
I am always very self-aware in that
my reactions are not at all what I want the outcome to be.
Riley, Karen B. said, it's clear you called out unfairness at every turn and don't like being misunderstood or spoken to condescendingly. Even though you had every right to feel righteous, did this season make you see that defending yourself aggressively often makes matters worse?
I fight fire with fire. I didn't come into the boat combative. I came into the boat ready to work. Ready to work. You were ready, and I said this to you, personally,
I actually was thought of pretty well.
I said this to you, and I felt this, and I still feel this. I think you have amazing qualities to be a leader, but you have this grudge with me that leads into our working relationship. And I don't think that's fair. I don't condone mistreatment of myself or anyone else. And Captain Lee, since you're back, I don't think...
Before you do that, I just want to know, why'd you leave?
I apologize. I just felt a bit overwhelmed, and I didn't think that the conversation was going in a positive fashion. I thought it was going very negative, and I really didn't want to be a part of a negative image.
Okay. We're talking about Riley and Ashton.
Okay.
Lee, Liz L. from Maryland said, I heard on Watch What Happens Live that Captain Lee won't work with Ashton again. Will he work with Riley again?
Good question. Unless some things change, probably not.
For you and Kate, Lee, J. Lee L. from Detroit wants to know, after watching the season and seeing how Riley talked to Ashton, who was her boss, would you be okay with someone under you speaking to you in that way?
That's a hard no.
I mean, I wouldn't love it, Laura said, to check yourself. I think they're both a little bit wrong.
Would you be okay with being treated the way Ashton treats?
That's why I think you're both a little bit wrong.
Lisa R. From St. Louis Facebook, Ashton, why didn't you hold Brian and Tanner to the same standard as Riley? It seems like she wasn't allowed to make mistakes, but they were.
I thought about that as well. And, you know, the first fight I had with anybody on deck was with Brian, actually, where, you know, him and I got to actually loud words across the table. So I held him accountable to things.
Did I not ask you for, if you needed some help?
I asked you guys to do deck checks. But you want to tell me I'm being unfair?
Bro, you don't need to be hectic, it's fine. Come on, man, we're supposed to be a team here, bro.
That's exactly my point, Brian.
And it's interesting that nowhere in the season did it come up or was it viewed that I actually had about three or four stern discussions with Tanner about his attitude, that he was slipping and that he needed to keep it together. So I had issues with Tanner and Brian throughout the season, which I did address.
Ashton, did you ever think about how your buddy Ross was able to eventually manage Riley successfully last season?
Ross had it as difficult time as I did. And
What are you shaking your head for?
Yeah, because I'm good friends with Ross season. And he's spoken to me.
You're good friends with Ross, you know, because I gave you his number to go crash at his house.
Do with anything?
Are we having a discussion?
And Ross and I are friends, and we actually spoke last night.
Okay, well, that's great.
Ross and I had miscommunication. It's so ridiculous to me that, Ashton, he's asking you about you and I's relationship.
Right.
So don't bring Ross into his...
You just asked about Ross, Riley.
I asked about why your relationship with Ross was better
than... Just listen more. The question is saying that Ross did get it right with Riley.
Yes, I did.
And I disagree with that. Because I've had many conversations with Ross where he felt frustrated to the end.
I just want you to take a 20-minute
break. I'm fine. Thank you.
Riley, don't get angry at me.
I'm not even yelling. Anytime I say any f***ing word...
Speak your mind now.
Doesn't matter what I say. I'm literally doing exactly what all of you guys want, which is put my head down and be a f***ing day worker.
He said to me that he wished he had pulled the trigger on firing Riley when he was considering it.
Did you get along with Ross better than Ashton?
Oh, 100%.
You did. So let me ask you this. The guys have talked about areas of growth that they've seen and that they need to do within themselves. Have the women found anything that they have seen in themselves that they would want to improve or change?
I would like to be more patient and more understanding, even when it's busy or stressful, of perhaps the morale of people on my team.
You, Riley?
I am a very reactionary person, very. And it has never, in instances like this, served me well. And I
Is that something you want to change?
It is absolutely something I want to change. And what I should have done and what I need to do is think before I react. That way I understand my own point that I want to get across without it becoming explosive and that being the behavior which is remembered.
Simone, you're in a unique position as a woman of color. There aren't a heck of a lot of women of color in your position, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
In the yachting industry?
Yeah.
What have you learned this season?
I mean, it was a mission and a half for me to even get into the industry because a lot of the times, like when I'd be put up for jobs, the response would be like, no, the owner just prefers blondes or the management wow. company just prefers like blonde people. So it was very difficult for me to actually get a job. And when I finally got a job, I made extra sure that I worked super, super hard to stay there, you know? And it's very difficult where, as a minority and people are looking at you, there are people that look like me that are looking at me and seeing how I conduct myself in certain situations where I feel like I should probably speak up more or react better to certain situations, but I don't want to be labeled as maybe like the angry black woman or something like that, you know? Like, it's just very difficult to try to navigate and stuff, you know? Something that I took away from the season was the fact that if you are upset about something that's happening within your department, like, speak directly to the person.
That was great.
Yeah.
You did amazing.
Thank you, Kate.
Lee, anything you would have done differently this season?
God.
Fired
you know,
me.
I... What?
Fired me.
No. No, firing is not always the answer. And I wish that I had been privy to, you know, a lot of the things that were going on. Because I felt that maybe, perhaps, had I been, you know, maybe you could have come to me, Kate could have come to me, whoever could have come to me and said, you know, we've really got a toxic situation here. And, you know, I would have intervened. After I got to see it, yeah, I don't know what I don't know. And I was shocked and appalled at everything that I saw unfold this season. I thought there was nothing that they could do that would shock and appall me. Turned out to be not true.
Has it changed how you will interact with future crews?
Absolutely. Yes. Things will change. Yeah.
Kate, you've started a new life in New York.
I did. It's great. Right. No, I like it so much. It's exciting.
Wow, well, this has been a really dramatic season. This has been a dramatic reunion.
You're welcome.
This has been a dramatic evening. Will you all go out together tonight, or will it be an integrated group? Courtney's shaking her head.
Absolutely not.
Courtney, you don't think maybe you and Brian will have a nice
long
chat tonight?
Don't be silly. Don't even finish that conversation.
I would like to be
trying to be the mediator.
I've already made it very clear that we will not be friends. Maybe. I will not tolerate the way that you've spoken to me. Drew the line. I told you, and I'm not sorry, actually.
I want to thank the entire crew of the Valor for a fantastic charter season. I'm Andy Cohen. Good night, everybody. Bon voyage. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere. With venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk.
He took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift.
She is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.